under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Today, I want to take you to a prison. No, don't worry at all. I want to take you to an ancient, magnificent prison called Prison of Solomon. We are at the 3 kilometer distance of the wonderful archaeological site of Takht-e-Suleyman. Takht-e-Suleyman is located in Takob County in West Azerbaijan province. Right now, I'm on the top of a conical mount called Prison of Solomon. When I saw this mount from afar, it seemed to me like a small hill, but I climbed for about half an hour to reach the peak. The diameter of the crater of the mound, which is 65 meters, is like a volcanic crater. This crater is about 100 meters deep, and it is a kind of horrible, like a dungeon.
Hello?
The Prison of Solomon is unique in the world. This mound has been created thousands of years ago by the outflow of a calcium-rich spring pond. This spring pond is now completely dried up. There are hot mineral springs around this mound. These springs have health benefits. Many years ago, a German team of archaeologists decided to go into the dungeon, but a kind of gas didn't let them go down into the dungeon. So these archaeologists tied a rope around the poor lamb and sent it down into the dungeon to see if it was okay to go deeper. And after going down about 30 meters, the respiratory signs of the lamb showed that the oxygen levels was lowering strangely deep inside the mound. Well, I don't know the rest of the story and really don't know what happened to the poor lamb. Oh, let me see. I can see some red-billed crows. They're flying in a certain range of the dungeon. And this shows that in the depth of this dungeon, poisonous gases are being released. Poor lamb. The Prison of Solomon, or sometimes called The prison of monsters is so mysterious and horrible, even for those who have come here for several times. Maybe because this place makes us float between fact and myth. I can't hear the sound of monsters, but I'd better distance from such a horrible dungeon. Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.